Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
As the clock strikes 10 Sunday night, everyone runs over to see, to make sure their computer's on, make sure that their TuneIn app is cranked up to the Indie Circuit on Radio St. Pete. Radio St. Pete exclusive. My name's Mal. For Christmas, you listeners have a new present. It is
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, baby. That's right. Dr. Morbius is back. If you remember way back when, I think show 38 or maybe 37, Dr. Morbius graced us with his presence, let us know his feelings about certain things and whatnot, and now he's back.
That's right, I'm back.
For Christmas, I wanted to give you guys a special present.
It's a present.
It is a present.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It sure is. Why wouldn't it be? Man. So, yes, now we're stampeding towards New Year's.
And what are our wishes for the new year?
Boy, good question. Let me tell you what. So how many days till when's New Year's? New Year's is going to be
31st,
this coming Thursday. So we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We got 3 days.
3 days.
Boom. Yes. So there you go. Do you have any? Do you make like New Year's resolutions each year?
Not this year.
Do you ever?
No, not really. No. I just have a few drinks and
you just keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on, baby.
Right, that's right. That was a fortune cookie that one of my exchange students got one time, and she was like, "What the hell does this mean?" I was like, "I have no idea."
It's an old saying from the 20th century.
It's like keep on trucking.
Peace out.
Yes, all those things. Hey, let's go to some music.
What's that?
It's music.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap. Or a brooch, a pterodactyl.
With a song, we will survive. Don't let your life pass you by. When you feel alone, look to the sky, for the sun will shine. When it feels you've lost the fight, when darkness falls, embrace the night. When the morning sky, the sun will shine for the sun will always shine.
at the sound that I feel the warmth of his light. I try not to cry when the pain runs.
Yes. All right. Dearest President, I've got something to say about how you're running this country into the ground. So I'll mail this letter to your pretty White House, although I know it will never be found. Between your campaign and coughing in your war, I know you won't get back to me. But at least I'll know deep inside my heart that I told you that I strongly disagree.
Where do we go from here?
I'm just trying to speak what's left of my mind.
Where do we go from here?
I'm just trying to keep what's left of my mind. Among all the letters that I ever sent, this was the worst 37 cents I ever spent. Fear is your best defense against these demon eyes, instilled with an absence of honor. Now left by rebellion when you hit it's where it hurts, the safety of our children and homes. But don't get me wrong, I love this country that I'm from. It'll always be home to me. It's just my discontent for the powers that be. Feel a lack of security.
Where do we go from here?
I'm just trying to speak what's left of my mind.
Where do we go from here?
I'm just trying to keep what's left of my mind. Among all the letters that I ever sent, this was the worst 37 cents I ever spent. At night,
where do we go from here?
I'm just trying to speak what's left of my mind.
Where do we go from here?
I'm just trying to keep what's left of my mind. Of all the letters that I ever sent,
the worst 37 cents I ever spent, the worst 39 cents I ever spent, the worst 41 cents I ever spent.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Now I radio clearance, over.
That's clearance, over. Over.
Roger.
Huh?
All right, that was our friend Joey Briggs from the CD's called The Traveling Salesman Pariah Me.
Yes.
Yes, I played for you The Sun Will Shine, All For Me Grog, and 37 Cents. So... there you go.
I'm feeling a little grog right now.
A little grog. Very 60s, you said.
Very 60s. Very angry on that last
angry
song. Angry young man.
Hippie 60s music. Yeah.
Something. I don't know.
Because you know who the angriest people in the world are? Aged hippies.
Aged hippies, yeah. I know a few.
They are.
I know a few.
They're all very angry and bitter.
Well,
sad. They didn't buy into their real ideals then, I guess, huh?
Oh, those millennials, I got to tell you, they're all happy, though. They're all happy and cheerful.
They haven't had the world, the weight of the world hasn't crushed them yet.
Yeah, not yet.
All their ideals haven't been stolen from them one by one.
Coming soon.
Coming soon to a future near you. That's something. That's a thing. We should make this a happier show for the new
year. Yes, happy new year, everybody. Yay.
Yeah, right.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Huh? Now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed! Bloody peasant!
Yes, the violence inherent in the system. My Monty Python, one of my favorite movies. That's one of my favorite movies.
Is that from Life of Brian or
Holy
Grail?
Holy Grail.
Those guys were so great, man.
Oh, they were. My God, they were so funny.
They got me through my childhood.
Yeah, got that right.
Oh, God.
That was the first tape I ever had. That's the first tape I ever saw on our TV, a VHS tape.
That's the first VHS I rented?
Yep. We had that, and we had it for like a five-day weekend over Christmas.
Oh, man.
Because remember that. Remember how you could play that game from the mom-and-pop places? Well, so we had... My parents got this gigantic VHS.
That weighed about 40 pounds.
It was huge. It had the cable-driven
one. Yeah, I had one of those.
And because we didn't have cable, so... those type of things, like the Atari and that thing, were a godsend, you know.
Yeah.
And my parents got Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
They picked it.
I think they must have.
Wow.
And I watched that thing 18 times straight.
Did you make a copy of it or something?
No, back then they didn't do that.
Because remember, piracy is illegal.
I know. No, but I watched it nonstop that whole time. Like the whole 5-day weekend, I 18 times I watched that movie in a row.
Good Lord.
I love it. Nice to watch it now.
The Holy Hand Grenade.
There was so many good clips of that.
Your father was a hamster. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelled of elderberries.
No, line. Now go away. Is there someone else up there I could talk to?
What a great... Okay. I saw it in a movie theater. Ha ha. There nice. You go. 1974, probably. Yes, it was a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
It was many happy new years ago.
Boy, had better years, man.
Yes, definitely.
2014 can go away and stay away.
Go away, little Sheba.
I sure hope that 2015 ushers in a little bit better results.
What do you think, Taco Bell, dog?
Yeah. We just got done doing our video shoot. We put the old Yokiro Taco Bell dog in the background to see if anyone notices.
Yeah, I miss him.
Before we get too far along, that we would encourage everyone to go to check out our video project. Dr. Morbius and I have started up an old-fashioned creature feature.
An old-fashioned, new-fashioned.
New-fashioned creature feature. And we're just starting out. This is the first couple shows. You know, you can get it on the ground floor so you can tell all your friends you were there when it first started. Go to the YouTube channel, or go to YouTube and type in Creature Feature with Doc and Clown. That is our station. That's our, you know, subscribe to it. And we're going to be putting up videos pretty regularly. So if you like the old Creature Feature stuff, or you just like seeing people make fun of wackiness, wacky
or make
old,
fools of themselves.
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Go check that out.
Check it out.
And while you're doing that, check out some of this music I'm playing right now.
助けて。私やりたくないのにこんなことやらされてるんだよ。ポッドキャストとかも知らんし、みたいな話なんですけど、っていうか、何このフォーチュクッキーしか食べられないっていう、この、
Since the dawn of time, man has turned his eyes skyward and pondered the solitude of his existence, unaware that sinister, otherworldly beings walk among him.
Five, four, three, two, one.
We'll be right back.
I'm like that guy, that Spanish guy. You know, he fought the windmills.
Don Quixote?
No, that's not it. What's his name? The Man of La Mancha.
Don Quixote.
No.
I really think that was the character's name. Don Quixote.
Fine, now look it up.
Well, who was it?
That was The Ghastly Ones.
The world famous.
The world famous Ghastly Ones from the 2006 release Target Draculon. I played intro, Target Draculon, Without Warning, Blood Countess Sees All, and Grave Dig Her.
Draculon would be a reference to Vampirella comics.
Oh, yeah?
What? And I know my comics, buddy, let me tell you.
What is that? What is Draculon?
That's the planet she came from, Vampirella.
Vampirella, and is that still a thing?
It's a sexy comic book. Yes, it's still a thing, but it was an even bigger thing back in the 70s when I bought the first issue. And
do you still have the first issue?
Yes, I do.
Is it worth like a lot of money because of boobs?
To me, it's worth a lot of money. I don't know if to somebody else it is. You know how that goes. You love collectibles, don't you?
Collectibles.
Exactly.
I have to do my skits one of these days soon.
Yeah.
I think that'll probably get some hits on YouTube.
Probably.
Crazy man destroying collectibles? Yeah.
That's right.
That'll get some hits.
Concept. Yeah, yeah.
Because I got them all lined up, ready to go.
You got all those collectibles ready to burn, baby, burn.
With a torch and with a chainsaw, with a samurai sword.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to destroy it all.
Nice.
So, yeah, check out The Ghastly Ones. I think it's just theghastlyones.com, right?
I think so.
And that's their website. And
they have a few albums or CDs or whatever the kids call them these days.
Yes, the CDs. There's some cool cats, so check them out. Any of the bands we play, make sure that you check them out online. Just Facebook it or whatever. Search it on the Google and the things.
Yeah, or the ham radio or whatever.
Ham radios.
Wherever you get your information.
Those things.
Hey, you want to hear some great news?
The great news is, we're back. Hey, before I go any further, I'd like to also say, remember, you know, if you want to show off to all your friends and family, you go out and you download the Radio St. Pete app. Just go to your store for your iPod, iPad, Android, tin can, radio, coffee mug,
walkie-talkie.
If you go out and just go to whatever app store you have for all those things I just said, and then you download Radio St. Pete or the TuneIn app with Radio St. Pete, and you can have us and listen to us on the go. So you can show off to your friends and be like, check it out, it's Mal, it's the Indie Circuit. Sometimes Dr. Morbius is there too. Cool, huh? And they'll be like, yeah, that is cool.
Where can I get it?
And then you...
Then can you get it at the corner drugstore?
Sure, yep, 100%.
Right, cool.
Right next to the gum.
Right, and the comic books.
While you're out shopping around for things that don't cost anything, you can also listen to much more of our stuff. We have other podcasts out there as well. You can go to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com. That's the landing page for our B2Z grade movie review show, where I and Dr. Morbius find some of the treasures that have been lost to time. Like Hots and
Pepper
and
Lost Empire,
and what was that one with the other boobs? Oh,
Killer Aerobicide,
Killer Workout. Yes. So if you like those kind of movies, go to that.
And especially Operation Las Vegas.
Yes, all those. And you can also go to bunchofdorks.com. That's your one stop shop for all kinds of podcasts. Top one is Slow Robot A Go Go B Movie Review Show. Middle one is a button called Two Dimension Podcast. What's that about?
Comic book podcast with no damn direction.
Yes, comic books. And then the bottom one is called Bunch of Dorks. It's kind of like this show, but a little bit racier because it has the explicit tag. And that's the longest running show in the history of time.
You keep wearing that explicit tag around. You should take it off, you know? It doesn't...
I have it gold-plated. I wear it like a Flavor Flavor.
Yeah, really. You don't have to.
Be like, explicit, yo! I have explicit on my gold teeth.
Yeah.
And I have, like, explicit tattooed across my knuckles.
Nice. Instead of Ozzy, you have explicit. That's a lot of... Is that enough? Yeah, you got enough knuckles for
that. Yes, and that's how you know you're moving up in corporate.
Moving on up.
That's if I can get that
to
on my...
To the east side.
If I get explicit across my neck, I know I'll be a VP in no time.
Yeah, VP. VP.
Virtually...
Penniless.
There you go. So probably that. So yeah, you said you were going to ring in the new year with a few drinks. Kind of, what's your drink of choice?
I think I'm going to get a little champagne.
Yes. Champagne.
Champagne, and maybe mix it with a little bit of ginger ale and put an umbrella in it.
Nice.
And that will be my
slice of pineapple too, maybe.
Slice of pineapple, maybe, and some Twinkies.
Nice.
The Twinkie that goes along with it, and then that'll get me going.
That's the worst
thing. I gotta watch that New Year's Rockin' Eve with that crazy Dick Clark guy. You know what
that's
I mean?
The worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's almost as bad as beer and donuts.
Ugh. Wait, is Dick Clark still alive?
He's not alive. No, he's not alive.
His robot might be. Maybe they have a Dick Clark robot.
I think they have Ryan Seacrest.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, that's a new Dick Clark.
Oh, and he's going to do that forever.
Yeah, yeah. He sits there and watches the ball drop.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway.
I never had any inkling to go to New York for that.
It just looks like
it's terrible.
It's not terrible.
No, I'm not saying New York is terrible. I'm saying New Year's Eve, rocking New Year's Eve there? No
way.
You can have some
fun. You may have made some
$40 beers. Can't ever get them. Can't move. Wow. Not leave until about 3 in the morning.
God, everything. Come on.
Damn kids with their baggy pants and their pagers. On my lawn.
Mow my lawn.
You remember like all those beeper stores that were around?
There used to be one right next to the comic shop that I worked at. See, I'm mixing in comics in every segment. Is there a
thing
going on?
You're like nonstop comic.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, there used to be one back in the olden days. Back in the 80s. You remember the 80s? Yeah, I think you do. When things were groovy.
I love the 80s. Pager stores.
When things were groovy and gear. And
and boobs.
And ginchy.
And totally tubular, like gag me with a spoon, okay?
Yeah, big hair.
Nice. Big music right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Doing.
Right, that was Petty Buka, the Sweet Gals from, I think they're from Osaka. I played for you, it was from Dancing with Petty Buka, and I played number three, and My Boy Lollipop, which I'm sure
That's
you recognize,
song.
It sure was. Very cute, they are very cute in everything they do.
Are they from Japan?
Yup.
The following announcement is a special bulletin, direct from American International. It may be too late. Our planet may be doomed. Armies have been alerted. The hotlines are in constant use. Civilization is in chaos. The monsters are in revolt. Now a direct report. This is J. Webb in New York. Godzilla is laying waste to the city. The citizens have never known such fear. At the same time, Rodan is attacking Moscow. The city is alert for military action. In London, Manda is spreading horror in its path. And in the Far East, Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. We must destroy all monsters. Yes, destroy all monsters, or our civilization will be destroyed. Destroy all monsters is a motion picture. See for yourself. It really could happen. Destroy all monsters in color from American International is rated G for general audiences.
Ah, yes. Destroy all monsters.
What a great movie.
They're all great movies.
They're all great
Godzilla.
Movies.
Man.
He's the man.
I loved going to Toho. That was awesome.
Did you go to Toho when you were in Japan? Did you go to the studios?
Yeah.
Nice.
And what was the other one? What's the one with all those super...
Toei,
that's the one, yeah.
Tsuburaya, they're the guys who do Ultraman. Did you go there, Tsuburaya?
Yeah.
You went
to
Tsuburaya?
No, that's Tsuburaya. Just Toei.
Toei and Toho.
I didn't go to Toho.
Toei, okay.
Just Toei. Man, they had so many
of
those...
Well, you went to the museum with all the
Yeah, they had
costumes.
So many of those creatures. Yeah. They had so many characters. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Japan's awesome. You know, they just are. So, what last segment, man.
Last segment. What do we do?
Last segment of 2014.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah. The pressure is cranked up a million times.
Oh, my God. Well, let's wish everybody a great new year.
Yes, happy and healthy new year. And
Healthy and wealthy.
No, we'll save that till after. We still have to blah, blah, blah a little bit. Then we'll play some music. Then we come back. And then we'll do the thing where we're like, hey, you know, thanks for listening. Happy New Year.
Okay, well, blah, blah, blah a little more. Okay,
yeah, blah, 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 cha, cha, cha.
Yeah, okay.
No, we can't just kill us. That's not fair.
So who are we playing next, man? What do you got lined up? Do you have any idea?
Is it
going to be good?
I fly by the seat of my pants.
Okay.
Literally.
All
you know.
Right, yeah.
So we talked about our pogs. We talked about our
video. Podcast. We did the creature feature.
Yeah,
show.
Boy, we just got done doing our second video taping of the creature feature, and it's always fun and it's exciting to do it, you know. But it's always like you want to get so much better and so much better. Like every time I watch one of our video projects, and like from before, because I had that show for years and years. Every time I watched it, I was like, I'd find little things I didn't like and pick it apart and try and like get better every time, you know. And it's something I think once we get into our formula and we really start growing it out, I think it'll be a great fun, you know.
Hey, my motto is we'll fix it in post.
Yeah, that's everyone's motto, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I'm post. That's the problem.
That's your post. Yeah, it's on you, buddy.
Even with the Dev 420, I'm post, so I don't like to fix things in post.
Yeah, I'm pre and you're post, so you know. It's on you, but you'll do a great job.
Now, anytime you do one of these concepts and you start it off, like it's so exciting. You have so many like crazy ideas because you're just finding your niche or you're finding the formula that feels right and works, you know. And sometimes you continually change, continually tinker. But I don't know, it's just the explosion of creativity when you start out a new project is always really exciting.
There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of new ideas.
Yeah, it's cool too. It's fun. Because now you're breaking into something you haven't done before.
That's right.
There's a little bit of apprehension. There's a little bit of
tension.
Yeah, you know. And then at the end of the day, it's always a fun experience, you know.
And at the end of the day, you'll fix it in post.
At the end of the day, I'll fix it in post. Here's some music in post.
And to make sure nobody else gets out, I want roving death squads around the perimeter 24/7. I want 10,000 tough guys, and I want 10,000 soft guys to make the tough guys look tougher. And here's how I want them arranged. Tough, tough, soft, tough, soft, soft, tough, soft, soft, tough, soft.
Sir, I'm afraid you've gone mad with power.
Well, he's fast for a white boy. And I never catch the comet. Gail Sayers is a Kansas comet. Chicago, he might as well have been the second coming of the Lord. In the NFL back then, boys like me learned to be men. Sweep to the right now. It's first and 10. March into glory. March into glory. march into glory. And in Chicago, a cold winter came. And on Soldier's Field, you played through the pain. Bears orange and black in the wind, snow and rain. March in the glory, march in the glory, march in the glory. Monsters of the Midway. Dick Butkus was the meanest of them all. I wore number 51 on the back of my t-shirt. I had a coffee can for 10 football. And if Butkus were my dad, then big neighbor boys would stop whooping on my ass. Go long, son, catch his helmet pass. March in the glory, march in the glory, march in the glory. And even George Halley's cry, leaving George Halley's cry, Papa Bear cried the day Brian Piccolo died. On the day Brian Piccolo died. On the day Brian Piccolo died. And he was fast for a white boy. He could not never catch the comet. Gale Sayers was a Kansas comet. Chicago is like the second coming of the Lord. If I could reveal what I feel for you, mark my words with a gentle kiss. Like St. George, I slayed a dragon just to find out that you're gone. From outside this window, there's walls between us. Outside is outside, baby. That's where I'll be. I'll be wrapped in the morning dew, just to find out that you're gone. Water I've lost is gone. crown of thorns like a bad tattoo. And I wear my sin like a goddamn ring of beauty, just to find out that you're gone. So pour me a drink from a broken bottle. Fill my glass with dirty water. What I've lost is gone, but I've gained has no name. And I take my leave once more. So pour me a drink from a broken bottle. Fill my glass with dirty water. What I've lost is gone. What I've gained has no name. And I'll take my leave once more.
You just can't go around killing people.
Why?
Lil Diddy by Jack and Diane.
I'm just saying.
Ripping off people best as I can. In the hot land.
Oh, my God.
What's that dude's name?
Brian Piccolo. No, wait.
No, that's a song.
That was Michael Dean Damron playing from their CD Plea from a Ghost. I played The Day Brian Piccolo Died and Broken Bottle.
Wow, okay. So, good stuff.
American Pie.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Because Brian Piccolo died.
The fastest white boy.
No, okay,
or
we're
whatever.
Done. We're done
know.
Here.
I don't know.
So, yes, that was Michael Dean Damron. He has 5 albums out, I think, now?
Five. Count them. 5.
So.
Get them all.
One album.
Get them all, kids.
Okay, now this is the part where we got to talk that other stuff.
What
so, okay, thank you one and all for a glorious year here.
All in one.
At Radio St. Pete.
Right.
Please continue supporting. Tell all your friends about Radio St. Pete. We are branching out into exciting new avenues in this coming year, and hopefully you all come with us. I'm going to start having some of my stuff out there on the archive.
And it's out there, all right.
I'm out there, baby! So I'm going to have some of that for everyone to listen to, just clicking on the archive section. And, man, you know, 2014's in the books.
2014 is in the books.
Brian Piccolo died. He died before 2014.
Yeah.
Onward, upward. I hope you have a great 2015. You got anything to say? Parting words of wisdom?
Peace out, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Hopefully you're on more shows this year.
I would like to.
You know, and I always want to do us to do them on Sundays after we do our other shows or Saturdays, but
yeah.
we're podcasted out by that point.
We're blissed out on
it.
Comedy
this
gold.
Is it. See you next week or next year, everyone.